Hello, you're listening to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. And today's episode is episode number 56, and I wanted to take a minute and just say thank you to all of you who have continuously supported my podcast. I appreciate you, and I hope that you are finding success in your life and relationships and becoming more inspired and encouraging for others and being able to pay it forward. That's what it's all about, is once you find out information that works for you, you're able to utilize it and share it with everyone. And that's the whole point, okay? To find your happiness and your true bliss, right? We all want to be loved, and we all want to be loved by the ones that we love, right? So not necessarily everyone, so I'm not going to say that, but I'm just saying we all want to be loved and cherished by the ones that are true to our hearts. And I think that's important to remember. And I think that sometimes we take a minute and we assume that, you know, we are loved by those that we love. And then sometimes we find out the opposite, and it breaks our hearts. And that's when tragedy kicks in. And you know what? In so many ways, it's not a real tragedy. It's actually a blessing in disguise. And that's when I say that that's a life lesson that we end up learning. And it's not that we wanted to learn it. At the same time, it's something that was necessary to learn in our lives that helps us get through, you know, some of the hardest times in order for some of the best times to be able to come into our lives, okay? Now listen to this. This is episode number 56, and I wanted to go over some of the statistics of my podcast, and I wanted to share them with everyone and just explain that, you know, I have reached around the world, and I appreciate every single one of you in each country and nation, continent this has reached out to. I think it's fantastic. I am so excited to be able to share my message to everyone. And like I explained earlier, it is what makes me happy. And the fact that I can help others become happier in life and make better choices and decisions within their lives is really important to me. So I just wanted to share that. The episode is about the statistics, and we'll talk about a few other things as well, but mostly the statistics. Okay. Now, I have just about even amount of men and women listening in to my podcast, and it's 55% women, and I think it's 47% men. Okay, and then a few different people that have not discussed or claimed, you know, whether they were male or female. So just sharing that, the fact that, you know, it is such almost an even amount is fantastic to know. And also the fact that the highest age limit is 66 plus. Okay. I have people up there. I have people from age 18 to 66 plus, and I have people from 35 to 44. And then also at that's the highest range group that I have. And then I have another range from 35 to 55, around that era now, an age group. Now I have people, like I said, from 18 all the way up to all ages. So this does help everyone. At the same time, I wanted to take a minute and just express the fact of those specific groups right there, and those age groups, because honestly, that's when most people that are in relationships end up not being in their relationships anymore. A lot of times they have had children and they got married very early, or they've had children very early in life. And then all of a sudden, their children are grown up, and then they found that they lost touch with their significant other. And so what happens is that they had formed their whole life of their children and not integrating their family member in with them in the relationship, or they had their careers and they were trying to adjust their lives to their career path. And so when you get married very young, you're still finding out who you are and your likes and dislikes. And a lot of people just have no idea who they're going to become, because nobody does at that age. Okay, nobody does when you're younger. You don't know what you're going to become. You know what you want to become, and you know what you're inspired to do in that moment. At the same time, there's so much life that's fixing to happen to you that it's like mind-blowing. And different obstacles that may even come, and challenges that may even come into your life that you have no idea how to handle. And so you find out in different ways along the way. And that's part of the learning process. And that's part of everyone establishing themselves as a human being and a partner, is realizing who you are becoming and who you really want to be. And if you're becoming someone that you didn't want to be, or are you becoming someone that you want to be? And the fact that a lot of people have became who they didn't want to be is very profound and life-changing. Okay, it's mind-blowing. It's life-changing, because you have the opportunity, once you find that out, to realize that you have the chance to alter that and become who you want to be. Okay. Everyone wakes up every morning. I do these posts all the time, and I explain that everyone wakes up every morning explaining that you get that opportunity again to wake up every morning and decide who you want to be. You get that opportunity. A lot of people, they don't realize that they have that opportunity. They don't realize that that opportunity is right there in front of them. They don't realize it because no one's ever explained that it's there or that it's okay to take it. A lot of people have always been taught to be afraid to take an opportunity because they're in their comfort zone, and you should stay where you're comfortable and safe. And at the same time, people use that word safe, which is not a great word to utilize, because you're not necessarily safe. You're actually keeping yourself unsafe in so many ways. You think you're safe in your own mind, but you're really not, because what you're doing is you're keeping yourself back, and that's not playing it safe. That's staying stuck is what that is. That's being stuck in one place, thinking that that's your life and that's how it's supposed to be. And there's nothing out there that can ever help you or change or alter anything for the better. And it's just, you're just going to keep going every day to day to day, doing the same old thing that you can't stand. And you come home and you complain about it and you argue and fuss and fight with your partner. And then they're like, oh my God, I can't stand this. Like, I can't take it anymore. And so a lot of times what happens is that once you're not in that relationship anymore, okay, that didn't work out in the end, like you thought it would be for life, right? It's that tower moment. It's that tower moment that is mind-blowing and sometimes extremely sad and then sometimes extremely happy. Okay, so a tower moment doesn't have to be sad all the time. Or when I say tower moment, it means like, bam, there's a situation that causes an alteration of your life, and it's right then that it happens, and you don't decide, it happens. Okay, or if you are the one that decided, then this tower moment happened to your partner. Okay, this happens at work also. This happens at work, it happens with friendships, and happens with any relationship, your family members. All of a sudden, something happens, bam, which alters your entire perspective of life and your situation and scenario. It's in that moment that you realize, wow, if it was a tower moment that needs you to alter your lifestyle, your life patterns and behaviors, then that's something you learn from and you take that time to go ahead and start altering it. Okay? And that's okay. It's a good thing. That's the positive thing. That's very positive. You take that time to alter that and then you move forward. Now, if it's a tower moment that's really negative, well, you turn that negative into a positive and realize how horrible that felt. And the fact that it was that horrible meant that it wasn't supposed to stay in your life. That right there is the positive outlook on the positive twist on that severely negative outcome. And it may make you cry. You know, you may be angry, resentful. You know, you might feel hatred for a little bit towards the situation. But you know what? If you look at it from a different perspective, you're going to understand that it wasn't supposed to keep you in that position any longer for a reason. So it wasn't meant for you to stay there. And good things always happen after a tower moment, because after that tower moment, your mindset alters and it allows you to have a breakthrough and move forward instead of staying stuck in the place that you were at, regardless of if it's a relationship, a job, a friendship, you know, having some poor discussions with your family members that you wanted to alter and revert back to something more positive. It's or just not talk to them anymore for a while. You know, if you have to cut people off, cut them off. You know, there's a lot of people out there that really don't want people to succeed. And as saddening as it is, you know, I've been through that before. I've been through that plenty of times. I've had to cut people off because I've had people lie to me, steal from me, you know, try to beat me up, you know, try to harm me on purpose, try to deceive me on purpose, just try as much as they could fathomably possibly do to try to stop me from succeeding. Spread rumors that weren't true, try to tell people I was someone else that I don't even know who that is, and spread lies that I don't even know what they are. And I just sit back and I'm like, I have no idea what that's about. But and honestly, it's a shame that they do it, and they're disgusting people. So, you know, I cut them out. I cut them out of my life, and I could care less if I ever saw them again or spoke to them. They don't deserve my kindness or happiness. And that's my point, is that when somebody hurts you, they don't deserve you. They don't deserve your happiness. They don't deserve anything from you at all. And nor do they, or should they expect to hear from you again. If you do hear from them again, then that's fine. That's up to you. And that's up to each person. At the same time, I'm not here to decide for anyone. If you want to speak to someone again, that's totally fine. That's up to you. Just remember, their outcome may not always be what you expect it to be. So don't have expectations when you do decide to speak to them, if you do. Okay? At the same time, I always teach forgiveness. So forgive. Do not ever forget. Forgive. Forgive and move forward. That allows that negative energy to be sent out to the universe, and then you're able to move forward. Like the negativity doesn't have any power over you, and like, it's a new era now, it's a new time, you're not living in the past, and you're able to move forward. And that's what's important, because a lot of people are not able to move forward. They live in the past, they're stuck in the past. They think that the past is going to repeat itself, and it will repeat itself if you allow it to. But if you have a mindset of being open and honest and realizing what your triggers are, and that the fact that if you are going to speak to someone from your past, that what the outcome may be, how you react and respond to things is what's most important. Okay. Remember, you decide for yourself. Nobody else decides for you. So some people repeat their past and then they repeat it a few times. And then they're like, okay, I'm tired of repeating this. And so they stop repeating it. And sometimes it's just takes a few times to repeat itself. And so you learn. You keep repeating the same lesson that needs to be learned. And so finally, you stop repeating it because you're tired of repeating the same lesson. Does that make sense? So think about that. It's very profound and it's very important for people to realize. Now, if you surround yourself with negative people, people that always want to use you and people that always want to down you and people that always want to say negative things about you, then they will. And they'll never say sorry because they're not good people. So don't expect an apology from them. Remove yourself from them as much as possible. And it may take time for you to remove yourself, but, you know, do what you can when you can. That's important. People will try to manipulate you, and it could be friends, it could be work, it could be family members, it could be, your partner, it could be anybody. And the thing of it is you know the truth. And if you're a actual honest person, then you know the truth. And don't listen to what these other people are trying to tell you, because it's a bunch of BS, okay? So their karma will come back to them on its own. And you know, it is what it is. So you know the truth. And, you know, if you leave, then amen. Leave the situation. Like I said, you don't have to stay in a negative situation. They don't own you. Nobody owns you. You own yourself. And as soon as people start realizing that they don't own you, you're not property. You're not their property to despise it, their own, you know, hatred self or jealous self or manipulative self, lying about you all the time and spreading stuff around about you all the time. Yeah, then you don't have to worry about it. You get to leave, okay? You get to leave, or they will be sent away, because the truth will come out eventually. I always say the truth always comes out eventually, and sometimes it may take a few years for it to come out, sometimes a few months, a week, or what have you. But the dishonest people in life will always have their karma that comes back to them. And it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. So don't ever think that, oh no, you know, they did this to me and all of a sudden their karma came back. Well, you know what? That was their fault, not yours. Don't ever take responsibility for someone else's BS, okay? Ever. or negativity. Make that very clear and important, okay, to realize and understand. Now, that being shared, let's get back to when you marry young. When you marry young, you're taught to, you know, okay, let's go to, okay, we get out of high school, we go to college, we get some school or education or skill or something, and then we, we get married right away. Most people meet each other in college, and they're still looking for a job at that point. You know, that you meet in, think about this, you guys. You meet in college, you haven't got a job yet, you don't know what the world's going to give to you, and you take a risk. You take a risk because you met someone that caught your fancy and you had some lust for them and you're like, oh my God, I can't live without them. And then all of a sudden, you get married. And because that's what's supposed to be done, right? That's what your parents are always like, amen, you got married. But sometimes they really just want you to get out of the house because they want some peace and quiet. And I say that laughingly because it's true in so many ways, but at the same time, they want you to succeed also, but a lot of times I'm just being silly. But really, you meet these people and you're like, oh my God, I can't live without them. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with them. And you know what? Like 5%, you know, maybe 10% of those people work out for the rest of their lives and the rest don't. That's why so many people are divorced throughout the entire process after that age. They have children, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're still learning. You just got out of school. You just started another job. You're married, and now you're going to get a house together. And like, you have no idea how your partner is going to react and respond to all these different stimuli that's happening throughout your lives. And a lot of people will react totally different than you thought they would, or totally different from what they said they would, because they lied to you before you got married about who they really were, or they didn't know who they really were because you were still young and growing and evolving and you had no idea who you really were in the first place. And once you got a job, you were exposed to all these different people whom you may have honestly married instead of the person you ended up marrying. But you didn't know that because you wanted to rush in and get married while you were very young. So I always say when you're in your like 30, once you hit 30 and on up, it's great to get married. Sometimes if you've already been married before 30, then you understand, you know, a certain amount of what it is to be married. But at the same time, if you're already divorced before you're 30, then that's something you need to think about also. It's like, what triggered you to get a divorce? Are you going to run back in to another marriage, totally opposite, and go to the same extreme, just the opposite extreme, but it's still such an extreme that it's probably not going to work out either because you're not really ready and you're marrying someone for someone else and not for you. That happens a lot too. It's like, and let me give you an example. Somebody cheats on someone in their first marriage. So they're like, oh my God, now I'm going to go marry someone that's extremely jealous. Okay. Why would you go and run off and do the extreme because you were sad because someone else cheated on you? That doesn't mean anyone else is going to cheat on you, but marrying somebody that's extremely jealous is one of the worst, absolute extreme things you could ever do. Because what they're going to do, most likely, is like follow you everywhere, be on your butt and your tail 100% of the time. If you don't answer them back immediately, they're going to start a rampage. They're going to make your life hell. And you think they're just going to want you. No, they don't want you. They're terrified. They're going to like lose you to someone else. They're going to constantly be like at you, explaining to you how you're doing something else and accuse you all the time of doing stuff that you're not doing because of their own mishaps in their own mind, that they're going to be triggered on a daily basis to the point where they'll come slash your tire, you know, they'll come and try to sabotage your life. They will try everything humanly, fathomably possible to jack you up, because that's what jealous people do. And it's disgusting. And it's very sad. And that's why I say people do not need to be jealous. So if you're a jealous person, I think it's important for you to take a minute and reflect on that and think, would you want someone to do that to you? And don't say, oh, I would never do that to someone. You know, because if you're a jealous person, you don't know what's going to trigger you. And that's what happens to people. And that's why I try to teach people not to be jealous. Okay. If it's going to work, it's going to work. If you love that person, then it's going to work. You know, I should say, if you love each other enough to not be jealous, it means that you trust that other person enough to understand that they're with you. And also, if it doesn't for any reason work out, I'm not saying it doesn't suck, but it does definitely mean that it wasn't supposed to work out and they were not the right person for you. They most likely lied about something in their life, or maybe you did and it came out and they're like, whoa, this isn't who I thought you were. You know, I thought you said you were this person. Well, are you not willing to evolve with me and understand this? Well, depends on when you said what you said, you guys. You got to think about what you're saying to people. And are you lying just to get married? Because that's not cool. Are you lying to have a kid? Don't do that. That's not cool. Don't expect someone to stay with you just because you had their kid, especially if you lied to them about it, everyone. Okay? And then what you did there is you just brought a child into the world with your expectations of what life should be and not anyone else's in the world. So your expectations are now shot to heck, and you just put another human being's life in danger because you had your own issues, okay? you had your own issues. As you couldn't deal with, now you brought them, you brought another human being's life into the world, which isn't cool. It's not cool at all. And some people might say, well, I got the best of that person. Well, you know, no, you didn't. And neither did the child, because the child doesn't have that person at all. And is that fair? No. Not to the child. Hopefully, you know, when you choose to have children with someone, you know, you take it seriously. And I think that if you sleep with someone, then you should, this goes for men and women. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. If you sleep with someone, then I think that everyone should take the responsibility to think about, you know, if they want to have a child with them or not. And if you don't, then don't, you know, and if you do, then do. But don't just randomly just do it and then be upset with your partner if they do have it because you chose to be with them. That's not fair. So if someone tricked you into something, and there's women out there that lie about taking birth control on a daily, and I know them. I've totally been around people that have talked openly about it, and it's a shame, but it's true. And I've known people that have totally tried to get pregnant on purpose to save a marriage and didn't work, and I told them that, and they didn't listen to other people instead, and that's a shame, too. And I know guys that will try to get people pregnant so they'll stay with them, and it didn't work either. You know what I mean? So, you know, it works always. There's not, the thing of it is if you sleep with somebody, you guys should just talk about, do you want children? I want children. Do you want children? No. Okay. I have children. I can't have children. Can I have children? Well, you know what? Find out if you can have children before you decide to marry someone. What if you marry someone and all of a sudden they find out they can't have kids? Well, go to the doctor and find out if you can have kids. No, I can still have kids. I'm saying, like, you go to the doctor, you do your thing, and you say, can you know, there's tests that they give you in order for everyone to be able to find out if they can have them. So if you did happen to get pregnant, that you know that it's possible. And then you know that it's not. Okay. And so men and women should go to the doctor, you know, each year and find out if you haven't had them. And there's ways of getting pregnant too. There's all kinds of different ways people can help each other out if you want to. And I think that's fabulous and joyful and just beautiful. And I think it's something that's shared between people and it should be very special. So remember, you know, every child is special that comes into the world. At the same time, it could be even more special to the child. And think of the child and not just yourself, okay? It's not about you. Okay, it's about everyone when it comes to children. And when you do have a child, remember it's not all about the child. It's about you as well. A lot of women forget about themselves and only give to the child. And then they don't give to themselves and they let themselves go. And then their partner doesn't really care for them that much anymore. And then they end up going and cheating on other people, or with other people, I should say, who give to themselves. You know, so it's self-love. Self-love. So I have a friend that teaches this also. I have many friends that do this. And at the same time, another story of theirs is, did you end up having, you know, becoming the one with the granny panties? Okay. And I say that because this is what my friend teaches about her specifically. But you had the mommy bra and the mommy panties, you know, and you think that, oh, my husband doesn't care what I look like anymore. No, they do. Or wife, what have you. Yeah, they do. And it's important for you to care about yourself enough to continue to maintain yourself to a certain degree. You guys discuss this about each other, you know. I think it's important for men to take care of themselves and women to take care of themselves. You don't have to be perfect. And people's weight's going to fluctuate, you know. People's looks are going to fluctuate. At the same time, you want to do your best to stay healthy, right? And so consider who your partner is, and you guys have that conversation about what is healthy to each of you. And you know, most people don't want to look at granny panties and mommy panties and bras for 500 years. You know, you want to see something that's attractive and sexy on your partner's body, you know, because it attracts you to them. And that's what makes people want to have sex. And so there's a lot of people out there that haven't had sex for years with their partners and they're devastated by it. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to be with anyone who wouldn't have sex with me. I'm like, if you don't have sex with me, we're done. I'm like, I won't even go out with somebody that I don't have good sex with. Sex is important to me. That's 50% of it to me, in my opinion, has to do with sex. Like, if we don't have a good connection sexually, I don't want to be with you because you're not satisfying me. And you know what I mean? We're all sexual beings, and I just won't even do it. Like, I'm not attracted to you at all. Like, you have to be mentally connected with me, of course. That's the other 50%. If I don't have that mental compatibility with you, where I can trust you and lay that strong foundation that way, then we don't have anything either. So I really need a balance of both, or I don't even consider you. You know what I mean? At the same time, a lot of people are always like, oh, this is what I hear a lot. And it's completely not true. And it's kind of saddening in so many ways because of this. Okay. Like I just said, we're all sexual beings. Okay. Men and women, we're all sexual beings. Sex and intimacy. When I say sex, I'm talking about intimacy and sex, intercourse, stuff like that, touching, feeling, all of it. All of it, the whole intimacy thing. Now, if you don't have that and you don't have that mental connection, as a woman, we need to be mentally stimulated in order to have sex with you, first of all. So let's make that clear. If you don't have that mental connection, then we're not even going to let you, unless you're just somebody that goes around sleeping with people randomly. Well, you are who you are, and you know, it is what it is. So I'm not talking about you guys. But if you want a partner, you're going to be mentally stimulated to sleep with them. Okay. Then, you know, if it's good, then that's what keeps you there, or, you know, keeps you doing it, and vice versa. The more you learn each other, the more you understand each other. But a lot of people are like, oh, it's not all about sex. And I've heard men say this too. You know what? The fact of the matter is, no, it's not all about sex. The thing of it is a shitload of it is about sex. And the fact of the matter is, when you say you don't care about sex, what you're saying is, you know, you're okay with finding a partner, and what happens is a guy or a girl goes out with somebody who doesn't care about sex, when really they want to have sex all the time. And that wasn't true. So they're not speaking their truth. And so what happens is they pick a partner who won't sleep with them because they think exactly the same way that they just said, which wasn't their truth, but they said it, and then they chose someone like that, which is completely not okay, because now they chose somebody they didn't want. They chose someone that won't sleep with them. And then they go and cheat on their partners with everybody else because they will, and they need to have sex. And they're like, oh my God, what did I do? I just married, like, you know, somebody that won't even have sex. Like, what the heck? I thought they were, you know, I just said that. I thought that wasn't really going to happen. Well, you just manifested someone that doesn't do anything for you because you said it, and you made it, and you made a choice. Okay. And you probably made that choice because other people around you were like, yeah, go out with that person. You know, yeah, do it. Instead of choosing for yourself. People need to start choosing for themselves instead of what their parents want them to do, what their neighbor wants them to do, what their best friend says to do, you know, anybody. Nobody chooses for you. You choose for yourself, okay? That's what's wrong with society, is everyone keeps choosing partners because other people are telling them to choose them instead of choosing for yourself. You will never be fulfilled in life if you don't choose for yourself. I know people that have had marriages that were arranged marriages, and they are lost souls. I'm not saying everyone is, but I'm saying I know people that are completely lost souls. You know what they told me? They're lost souls because they never had the opportunity to choose their life partner, and they'll never have it because they're already married to someone they didn't choose. And did they grow to love that person? Yeah, they had to grow to love that person. They never loved them in the beginning. They didn't even know who they were. That's my point, you guys. When you force when you force somebody onto someone else, that's not okay. When you force someone else's life on them, that's not cool. It's not cool. But it happens on a daily. And there are people that will beg to differ and be like, yeah, it is, because that's the way life is. Well, no, it's not the way life is. It's the way you chose to live your life. So when it doesn't work out and your partner's over here looking at someone else, and don't come back and tell me, you know, anything about it, because I'll just be like, you know what? You know, I already know this, and I could have told you that a long time ago. I'm not one to throw stuff in people's faces. I'd be like, well, you know, you made a choice. So there you go. Those are the consequences. Everyone has a choice to live their life the way they want to, and you choose your own path. Like I say, what's your path to inspiration? What inspires you? What makes you, who makes you want to be a better person? Who encourages you? Who has your back? Who helps you trust one another in a deeper manner? Who wants to be connected to you spiritually and sexually and intimately on every deep level? That's who you want to be with, not just some random person that somebody chose for you, you know, that you know, like for 5 seconds. I mean, it's mind-blowing. At the same time, it is what it is. And then by that time, you know, they've had a bunch of kids because they're supposed to procreate, and that's what the family does. You know, that's what men and women do. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, I can still go cheat on them because it is what it is. I'm like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, it's not fair to the other person. So then they bring all these different STDs to their partners. And then they're like, oh, well, I must have had this before. Well, no, you didn't. I'm like, these, but what I'm saying is people will lie to people and their partners. And I'm just like, if you had just been able to find your own soulmate on your own and chose for yourself, you know, you most likely wouldn't be going through any of those scenarios, you know, or your partner wouldn't be cheating on you, doing it to you. So be mindful of who you're choosing. Be mindful of who you're choosing. It's very important. A lot of people forget about that. Okay, as we grow up, you tend to not have the same bodily functions as everyone else does. So sometimes you can't perform in the same way you used to. Well, that's fine. There's different ways of performing. The thing of it is you're still a sexual being, and you still need to find a way that helps each stimulate one another to keep that going. Okay, we live to be 100 now. No one's dying, you know, at 50 anymore or 30, you know. I mean, that was a life expectancy way back when. Well, you know what? We've preserved ourselves so long that now we live to be 100. So there are people in the nursing homes that have sex still, okay? And I know that because I've been in the nursing homes with different, like, family members who have told me that there are people, you know, to close the door because someone was trying to come in, have sex with them. But that's not the only stories. I know other people that have told me that they still want to have sex, and they were trying to figure out how to have sex and meet people while they're in the nursing home. So there's different stories. And like I said, people have met each other in nursing homes and got married, rehabilitation centers, stuff like that. So you never know. You never know what's going to happen. My thing is that you don't stop living, okay? You don't stop being intimate just because of a certain age. And I think a lot of people grew up back in the day saying, oh, I'm this age, so I'm old. Well, stop saying that, you know? If people need to throw that out the door. We're in a new era. We're in today's era, okay? So let's remember that. We're in today's era, but that doesn't apply because we live till 100. So you know what? I say we're more grown, okay? We're more grown. We've evolved a little bit more each year. That doesn't mean you're old. It doesn't mean you stop living because of your age. Now, if you can't do certain things, fine, then don't do everything you did when you're younger, but do something, okay? Find different things. There's a million things to do. Just keep active and keep your mind stimulated and do what you can, all right? If you're limited to what you can do, then do what you can, okay? That's all I'm saying is keep your mind actively moving and evolving, and realize that it's okay. No one's saying you have to be perfect, and no one's saying you have to do everything all the time or perform perfectly. But staying active and intimate is important, and realizing that if you had gotten divorced, it's okay. In this whole time frame, it's okay. It doesn't mean life is over. It's not over at all. Period. It's not over. Period. Okay. As a matter of fact, a lot of times your life is just beginning because you had a tower moment, which was learning lesson, which is a positive thing where you get to start again. And now you know more of like what you want and what you don't want. And you have all these different life experiences to share with someone. And so think of it that way. You're not a bad person, and your life isn't doomed. And there's millions of people out there in the same boat as you, and maybe very similar boat as you. Okay, we're all unique, so I can't ever say the same. Okay, very similar scenario as you are. So always remember that. Take it into consideration and think about that. Think about who you want to be with and why. Okay, make sure they're trustworthy and intimate and want to be able to communicate and have your back and loyal and want to stand beside you, okay, aren't overly controlling or passive aggressive type person or just negative, extremely negative or abusive or anything like that in any manner. Otherwise, just get away from them, get them out of your life, okay? Find these things out though. All right. So we're going to leave that at that for tonight, but I wanted to share a few of those statistics with everyone and, you know, just make a few statements as far as, you know, why we choose who we do and like a better way of choosing your partner and what will work in a more substantial manner. All right. And just remember, tower moments aren't always bad. A lot of times they're good. Okay, it may seem bad at first, but they're actually really positive in the end. Okay, it allows something more fantastic to come into your life. All right, just you choose. So don't forget, it's all up to you. It all starts with you. So don't hold yourself back. All right, everyone, thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira. Have a wonderful day, morning, or night, depending on what country you're from. And we will talk soon. Take care.